Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. taking a new term with a star witness cooperating, Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Joining me is someone who knows about the investigations of special counsels, Robert Ray, former Whitewater Independent Counsel and federal prosecutor, and a partner at Thompson & Knight. Robert, you know like no one else, you can share Robert Mueller's concerns with us. How is it to have an investigation like this, to be leading an investigation like this, where, you know, your every move is going to be analyzed over and over?
There's no question that you're trying to do the job of a professional prosecutor who, you know, with the benefit of a substantial career before him, to do what prosecutors do, which is to, you know, conduct an investigation, gather facts, and make an independent judgment about whether those facts warrant prosecutions. And then he's obviously brought them. We've seen the fruit of that already, the most recent example of being the guilty plea by General Flynn to a federal false statements charge, and significantly that it was pursuant to a cooperation agreement, meaning that Bob Mueller must have some sense of where he thinks this witness will take the investigation. We don't know, but obviously he has some idea of where this may lead.
Many analysts are saying, seeing this as a turning point in the investigation, that Mueller is now going toward obstruction of justice charges. Do you read that into this?
Not necessarily. I mean, one of the striking things to me about the guilty plea is that it was only to a single false statements charge, which, you know, is significant. It's still a federal felony. But ordinarily, with regard to a guilty plea by a cooperating defendant, you would expect the defendant to be required to plead guilty to that which he intends to testify about. So, for example, if where they're headed is conspiracy to violate the Logan Act or a conspiracy to engage in some form of collusion approaching a quid pro quo arrangement with Russian government officials or bribery in that sense, you would have expected that in addition to the false statements charge, he also would have pleaded guilty. The government would have insisted that he plead guilty to those charges. And the fact that that didn't happen suggests to me, at least, one, we don't really know where it's going, but also the possibility that, you know, whatever they think they may have, they don't have it exclusively with regard to General Flynn.
Many people are saying that it suggests that it's a sweetheart deal because they seem to have a lot on him. They were ready to convene a grand jury and they canceled that. And he pled to, there are four lies in that statement, but he only pled to one count of lying. And so,
one lie with regard to a single false statements charge, of course, is enough. The other lies, which he did acknowledge in the form of the statement of the offense, include things like failure to register as a foreign agent, a statute where there really hasn't been much of a track record to prosecute in that area. And I could see that Bob Mueller might exercise his discretion not to prosecute in something that would be considered fairly novel. And similarly, with regard to failure to disclose things on his financial disclosure form, that's another tricky area where, although prosecutions have been brought in that regard, most recently against Senator Bob Menendez and the District of New Jersey prosecution, those are tough cases to prove because the defendants always have the ability to say, well, you know, I didn't intentionally intend to conceal that. I was assisted by staff and others, and I may have overlooked some things, and you're given an opportunity to correct and so forth. And so it's difficult to prove that somebody knowingly and intentionally withheld information on their financial disclosure form. So you could imagine that Special Counsel Mueller might have exercised discretion not to charge some things that he might otherwise have been able to do if this had been a contested proceeding. But I will say it is highly unusual for the special counsel or any federal prosecutor to forego charges against a cooperating witness where the government believes that those charges are appropriate to bring. I mean, typically, you don't want to find yourself in a situation where your star witness, for example, is testifying against somebody else, where the cross-examination of that witness by the defendant on trial is, hey, wait a second, you're now telling us about all these bad things and illegal things that the person you're testifying against did, but you didn't take a guilty plea. You didn't acknowledge responsibility with regard to that. So the government typically wants that cooperating witness to plead guilty to the things that the prosecution believes are crimes.
That's an interesting point. We have about a minute here, and I'm going to ask you a big question, but the president's lawyer, John Dowd, says the president cannot be guilty of obstruction of justice because under Article 2 of the Constitution, he's the head of the executive branch, which controls the Justice Department. Is that true?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it, I hate to give you a kind of a, you know, a lawyerly answer.
That's all right.
But the lawyerly answer is, you know, in the abstract, the president is not above the law, and the president can actually obstruct justice. We saw that certainly during the Nixon administration, where hush money was used, and he was directly involved in the conspiracy to pay off people to alter testimony. I mean, that's the prototypical example of obstruction of justice, and clearly the president did it.
I'm so sorry this has ended so quickly. I hope you'll come back again. That's Robert Ray, former Whitewater Independent Counsel, partner at Thompson & Knight. Coming up, Google gets sued again. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. election appears to be getting closer to the Oval Office, with a star witness in President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, and hints that he may be pursuing an obstruction of justice case against Trump. At the same time, Trump's furious tweet storm over the weekend took aim at Mueller's team, the Justice Department, former FBI Director James Comey, and the FBI itself. This morning, Trump once again tried to equate the investigation of Flynn with that of Hillary Clinton.
I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
My guest is William Banks, a law professor at Syracuse University Law School. Bill, of the 18 tweets that Trump issued over the weekend, one in particular stood out, an apparent acknowledgement that he knew Flynn had lied to the FBI when he fired him in February. Quote, I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. And on Sunday, his personal lawyer, John Dowd, said he was the one who drafted that tweet. But let's just talk about the tweet itself without John Dowd's involvement or not. What does that mean? Does that help Mueller's investigation or affect it in any way?
Well, I think it does. It's an admission by the president that he knew that Flynn had lied not only to Vice President Pence but to the Bureau. This would have been in January, of course, and then by May, after efforts to get James Comey to, quote, back off or stop the investigation of Flynn, he decides to fire Comey. So it looks very much like he was attempting, because of the knowledge that Flynn had indeed lied to the FBI, and so he's attempting in that way to obstruct the investigation.
On Sunday, as I mentioned, President Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, said he was the person who drafted it, and it was sent out by the White House Information Office. Does that in any way negate what was in the statement, since he's Trump's lawyer acting and representing him, if he did send that out and tweet it?
I don't think it does. The White House hasn't denied the information that was in the tweet. It was simply acknowledged later on that it was an unfortunate wording by Mr. Dowd. So if the president did know about lying to the FBI as well as lying to Vice President Pence, then the fact that Dowd actually drafted the tweet for him doesn't matter.
Do you see these tweets, as other people do, as really causing more of a problem for the president? Senator Lindsey Graham said on CBS's Face the Nation, there's an ongoing criminal investigation. Comey may be part of it. You tweet and comment regarding ongoing criminal investigations at your own peril. I'd be careful if I were you, Mr. President. Is he wise in suggesting that?
I think Mr. Graham is a very smart lawyer, and the president should pay attention to him. That's been said so many times in the last 10 months or so about the president's tweets. He can't seem to help himself. The investigation is ongoing, and certainly obstruction by the president would be a very important part of it. But as we know now from the last several weeks, Mr. Mueller and his team are working very, very methodically here. They have many more people to interview. But now that Mr. Flynn is cooperating, they are closer to the White House, and they'll be talking to several other important officials, including those who are involved in the campaign.
I want to talk about collusion versus obstruction of justice, because there is no crime of collusion in the federal code. And President Trump often talks about, you know, the other week he said, oh, there's no collusion, absolutely no collusion. What about the talk of collusion? What are they looking at there when they say collusion?
Well, they're looking at efforts by those who were not government officials, that is, members of the Trump campaign team, including during the transition period between the time of the election in November and the inauguration in January, at those persons who were not government officials and attempting to influence policy on behalf of the United States vis-a-vis Russia.
So what would the charge actually be?
It would be conspiring to act as a United States official. There are a few different variations on what that charge might look like. It would depend on what they were doing, if they were attempting to impact the foreign policy of the United States, if they were attempting to do something else. But these are clear crimes that go back to the founding of the nation in the 1790s.
So
we can't have private individuals carrying out policy on behalf of the United States.
You only have 45 seconds with this question, but how much do you see Mueller's investigation, now that he has Flynn, going toward obstruction of justice?
Well, I think it's a reasonably predictable outcome of the investigation that obstruction will be found and thereby presented. Whether the president tries to intervene in some way, if he attempts to fire Mr. Mueller or to pardon those who are about to give damaging information, can't be known at this time. But proceeding methodically as he has, one official at a time, he's moving inexorably toward the White House and toward President Trump.
Methodical is certainly a way to describe it. Thanks so much, as always, for being on Bloomberg Law. That's William Banks, a law professor at Syracuse University Law School. Coming up on Bloomberg Law, former Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray will be here to discuss the Mueller probe and where he sees it going. I'm June Grosso. This is Bloomberg.